This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating a letter. I got cut off, so let's continue where I stopped my dictation. This was on Crystal Burton, B-U-R-T-O-N, Crystal, C-R-Y-S-T-A-L. Let's continue where I left off. I discussed the timeline of treatment. Now let's continue. We'll start with new paragraph. Prescription medications include gabapentin, comma, amlodipine, comma, allergy medicine, comma, clonazepam, comma, diclofenac, comma, an anti-inflammatory gel, comma, plaquenil, comma, meloxicam, comma, metoprolol, comma, a blood pressure medicine, comma, and a sleep medicine, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for hypertension, comma, allergies, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, Sjogren's syndrome, comma, depression, comma, anxiety, comma, GERD, comma, obesity, comma, and anemia, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. Cleaning, comma, playing with children, comma, showering, comma, housework, comma, yard work, comma, sports such as swimming and playing games, comma, walking over one block, comma, she is unable to run, comma, and driving over 30 minutes, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes cortisone shots in her knee are more frequent. She did have these that predate the fall, but now they are more frequent, comma. Gabapentin in a higher dose, comma, anti-inflammatories, comma, stretching exercises, comma, braces, comma, and a cane, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history revealed the patient never injured her left knee in the past, but she does have arthritis in the knees where she was getting injections that predate this fall, but they have become more frequent because of this fall, period. The patient never injured her left lower leg. However, at work, she hit her leg on a trash can approximately 2 weeks ago, but it did not require treatment, period. Her left hip was never injured in the past, period. She was involved in an automobile accident 4 months ago when she injured her head and was unconscious. She was seen in the emergency room and a neurologist, but this did resolve without permanency, period. The patient has not had any serious work injuries, period. The patient has not had a prior fall injury, period. The patient has not had prior lawsuits, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history is positive for hysterectomy, comma, back surgery for a tumor on the spine, comma, and her tumor in her left breast, period. New paragraph. Her occupation is that of housekeeping, full-time, period. She does work with pain and at a slower pace, period. She needs occasional FMLA on the order of 4 to 6 days a month as a result of this fall injury, period. New paragraph. Upon review of the medical records, I'd like to comment on the pertinent findings. Primary care note, March 17th, 2022. Complaints of having left knee and leg pain, period. Patient was seen in the emergency room on March 3rd, 2022, when she presented after accidentally stepping into a manhole with her left lower extremity, period. Patient also follows with rheumatologist. On physical examination, in the left knee, there was mild generalized tenderness and slightly limited flexion due to pain. Left lower extremity resolving bruises and their small healing lacerations, period. Assessment is left knee pain and left leg pain. Referral added to physical therapy, period. Primary care notes, May 11th, 2022. Patient also states she has been doing physical therapy for a leg pain she had after a fall 2 months ago when she accidentally stepped into a manhole, period. She states the knee still bothers her, feels discomfort on standing and walking for long periods of time. Their impression was left knee pain. Patient is currently undergoing physical therapy, history of fall about 2 months ago. Given her persistent symptoms, referred to sports medicine, and they ordered an outside sports medicine consult period. Notes from Indiana University Health, March 12, 2022. She is there for a three-month follow-up. The procedure performed was a joint injection of both knees. Emergency medicine note, IU Methodist Hospital, March 3rd, 2022. History is 51-year-old who presents for left lower extremity pain, period. Around noon today, patient accidentally stepped into a manhole with her left lower extremity, period. Developed pain throughout her left lower extremity, period. On physical examination, was tendered to palpation over the left lateral malleolus, comma, the mid-tib-fib region, comma, anterior and posterior aspect of the knee, period, and over the hip, period. Assessment is one leg pain. Diagnostic results, they did x-rays of the pelvis, comma, left femur, comma, left knee, comma, left tibia fibula, comma, left ankle, and left foot. Were negative for bony abnormalities, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records, I, Dr. Mandel, agree that all her treatment is outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the fall injury of March 2nd, 2022, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, left knee trauma, comma, pain, comma, and strain, period. Number two, left lower leg trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, and soft tissue injuries, period. Number three, left hip trauma, comma, strain, comma, and pain, period. The above three diagnoses are directly caused by the fall injury in question of March 2nd, 2022, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering an impairment rating, period, utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, referring you to Table 16-3. The patient qualifies for a 9% lower extremity impairment, which converts to a 4% whole body impairment, utilizing Table 16-10, period. The basis for this impairment rating is strictly and totally a direct result of a fall injury of March 2nd, 2022, period. This impairment rating would have been significantly higher had it not been for her prior past medical history, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient will need ongoing medications at an estimated cost of $100 a month for the remainder of her life, period. The patient will need a knee brace at an estimated cost of $250 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. The patient requires a back brace when she works to help stabilize her leg pain at an estimated cost of $250, which would also need to be replaced every 2 years, period. A tent unit at $500 would be helpful. Some additional injections in her knee will cost approximately $3,500, period. A cane at a cost of $150 would need to be replaced every 2 or 3 years, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records as well as taken the history directly from the patient, but I have not performed a physical examination, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. The patient gave me oral informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO of Dictation.